tell you, that name's above every name. And if you need something this morning, we're going to get around you and speak that name and agree with you wherever you are standing in the auditorium this morning. If you want somebody to agree with you and use that name against the situation that's come against your life, then raise your hand real high so those around you can see it. And if you're standing by somebody who has their hand up, go to them. There's a couple of you, a few of you, go close to them and agree with them, because we're going to speak the name above every name. Hallelujah. And how many of you know at the name of Jesus, demons tremble and they flee, sickness leaves, the curse is broken. Amen. Hallelujah. So find somebody, find out what it is. Make sure everybody that has their hand up has somebody to go to them. Praise God. Father, thank you for your faithfulness in this individual's life, each of these individuals' lives. Thank you, Father, for the anointing right now, that as we use the name of Jesus, that anointing goes into the situation of their life. I thank you that it turns the situation. What the devil meant for evil, it's now turned for the good, turned the way God wants it to go. Father, thank you for your power right now. And we use the name of Jesus. We speak the name above every name. We say, Satan, take your hand off of these individuals' lives. Take your hand off of these situations. We command you to flee. We command you to leave. We are resisting you right now, and you are told in the Bible you must leave. And so right now, we exercise that authority. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Father, we thank you for the ministering angels. We thank you for the Holy Spirit who ministers to these lives, ministers to their need, ministers answers, direction, strength, wisdom, whatever they need. Hallelujah. We thank you that the need is met, the supply moves their direction in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, the Bible said make prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let's give him thanks this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for the anointing, Father, that broke the yoke. Thank you, the yoke has been destroyed because of the anointing. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You don't need to be told it, but because God, you already know, but from now on, what we do is every time we think about it, thank you, Father, that need is met. I do that. I make myself stop and say, yep, the anointing's working in that situation. Thank you, Father, that's whatever I'm needing to, you know, whatever I'm believing God for, whatever I'm needing, I'll say it. Father, thank you for favor in that situation, or thank you for the anointing that breaks the yoke in that situation, or whatever. Every time I think about it. And to be honest, there just comes time during the day where I make myself think about it. Every day on several occasions, I make myself think about it. Amen. Amen. And you just hold the devil in that arena. Yeah. And that's how you whoop him every single time. Every single time. Been walking this way for 30 plus years, and I will never turn back. There's nothing else that can match it. Nothing else that can match it. Hallelujah. Let's worship him. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are so good and so faithful. We love not just what you do, but we love who you are. Hallelujah. We love you. We love who you are. Thank you for saving us, washing us, making us your children. Hallelujah. There's victory in the name. you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is an unusual, I guess you could say, unusual word of knowledge. Somebody here has a toe. I'm just like, it seems like it's one toe. I don't know what happened to it. It's been hurting. I don't have further revelation than that. Who is that? What is that? I don't know why. I don't know if you hurt it or if it's an ingrown toenail, or I don't have any idea. Just came to me right there. Look how many people I got. You know, if I had come to church this morning thinking, let me think of a word of knowledge, I think I'll do a hurt toe, I would not have thought there was going to be. Wow. Okay, praise God. Reach out your hand toward each one of these. Okay, all right. I just saw what I'm going to do. My goodness. Hallelujah. I'm just going to step down there and I'm going to run in front of you all, and that's going to hit every one of you. Healed by the power of God. Healed by the power of God. Somebody give me your testimony. The anointing went into you. Hallelujah. What happened? Huh? It's hot. Yeah, it's working in there. What about you? It's shit. You mean before you came or now? It popped out. Something you felt a change. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody else. Yeah. It left. Pain's gone. Pain's gone. Huh? Pain's gone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't know why it was painful, but it's gone. That's all we need to know. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God's so good. So good. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Whose ear has been popping? I mean, it's like I don't know what, when I say popping, I don't mean it's deaf. I mean, it kind of pops and then you hear a little bit better and then it kind of goes back closed again. Come on up if that's you. And whenever, it just kind of keeps doing that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now I command that to open and stay open in Jesus' name. Be open and you stay open in Jesus' name. Be open and stay open in Jesus' name. You're the main one, Melissa. Be open now and stay open by the authority of Jesus' name. Be open and stay open in the power of Jesus. In the power of Jesus. Be open, stay open in Jesus' name. Be open and stay open in Jesus' name. Be open, be healed, stay open. Be open in Jesus' name. Be open in Jesus' name. Be open now in the name of Jesus. Stay open. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Is the minister here? Be open now and stay open by the anointing of Jesus Christ. Be open now and stay open by the power of the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Speak your name. Let's just give him some thanks before we go any further. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Well, you need something. Hold out your hands. Thank you, Father. This isn't to scare you. It's in order to prepare you. Because if you're prepared, you'll sail right through. But the Lord said to me this morning that there's a test coming in your life. But don't be afraid. Just be prepared. And you got what it takes. And you'll sail right through. And just know that now, more than ever, it's important that you not be just a Martha, but a Mary. Keep on saying it. Jesus, 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 my Lord, my Savior, Jesus, my Deliverer, my Redeemer, my Healer, Jesus, my safety, my rescue, my everything. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, Lord, I got it. There's something more. I kept sensing I'm supposed to minister to you, and I just maybe assumed it was in your body. But I check in my spirit. The Lord said it's reward time. You know, you go through phases of obedience, and then he says, now I want to reward you for that phase of obedience. So I don't know what that reward is, but it has something to do with the desire of your heart, I'm sure. So, honey, come. Let's lay our hands on her. Father, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for this faithful servant. Such, she has your heart, Father, love for the sheep, taking care of them, helping us take care of them. And Father God, thank you now for that reward, that reward, that reward for being so faithful. Hallelujah. The desire of her heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Father, it's been his desire to be a blessing to her in that area. But Father, now the ability comes. Now the ability comes. Now the ability comes. Hallelujah. Thank you for it, Father. Now the ability comes. Now that level of grace comes. Somebody say, minister that to me. I would if I could. Boy, I would if I could. You know, it's under the anointing that you do those things. And just because the Lord didn't call you out doesn't mean that you're not getting some rewards for faithfulness. You know, it just, you just walk that out between you and God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I never want to get in a hurry. Let's just thank him one more time. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Anything else, Jesus? You're the head of the church. We worship you. We worship you. Oh, okay. He said, just explain to them that I always reward obedience. I always reward obedience. So that's something I wanted to just say, is that whenever we, you know, there's different ways to receive increase. One way is just simply completing an assignment that he tells us to complete. That doesn't mean if we're done, that doesn't mean we're going to heaven. We might just go into another phase of it or something. So whenever you go through a phase and you're obedient, the Lord always rewards you. He's done that to us every single time. When we got here, we were here for, what, a year or whatever it was, and the Lord said, don't call this your house anymore. We had a rental. He said, don't call that your house anymore. I said, I get it. I'm all over what you're doing right now. I can tell what you're doing. And he said, I have a place for you. And he said, it's going to be a reward off your obedience in phase one. I had never heard anybody say that. But the Lord had it in his heart. So he blessed us with a nice home. Amen. Hallelujah. And then he said at the end of phase two, he said, I want to bless you with this land. That's a reward off your obedience to phase two. Praise the Lord. And then he said, that's why it was so easy to pay off. It's my reward. He rewards us. He rewards us. The Bible talks about him being a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And then we're in the new place. Praise the Lord. Amen. So know that. That's not just for the ministers. That's for all of us. Did you do what God told you to do? Have you been faithful? As there comes a time, he said, all right, you've been obedient, you've been faithful. Now here, enter into this reward. Enter into this reward. Amen. There's some things you can just receive because you have faith for it, but there's some things he just blesses you because he's faithful, because you've been faithful. And a faithful man will abound with the blessings of God. Amen. Amen. So don't ever criticize somebody for the blessings that are in their lives. Just know that God's taking good care of them because he loves them, and he's rewarding them and honoring their faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, you may be seated if you can. Hallelujah. Did you bring your Bible this morning? I want to start in Matthew 9 this morning. We were here for two services, I believe, before I went to California. And so, What is it, Lord? Something else. Yeah, somebody with a back pain right over in this area somewhere. You've been having some back pain. Jim, come up here. By your power, in Jesus' name, I command that to melt away. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Chapter 9. Ooh. Compassion of God. Matthew chapter 9. I'm going to see if I can start. We won't grieve the Holy Ghost. We'll just see it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just worship Him for a minute. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Where are Todd and Tracy? Todd and Tracy. Is Todd out Todd and Tracy White, sorry. Is he out on the route? Is he out on the... There he is. Come in. Come up here, both of you. Vision and revelation of how to get into it, Father. In the name of Jesus. What's in their heart for those businesses? In Jesus' name. Vision and revelation. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ah, yes, 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 yes. Tracy, you're going to have an experience with heaven, and it's going to not. I wouldn't say correct. That's not the way that it's coming to me. But calibrate. It's going to calibrate you, sort of give you capacity from heaven, I guess I could say. Or there's going to be some direction, but it's like I just get that word calibrate. I don't even know what that means. I mean, I could look it up and figure out what the Lord is saying, but you look it up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yes, for impartations. 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 Impartations into them. Into them. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Yes, I know, I know. Yes, they passed that test. Yes, they passed. Yes. (Laughter) Woo, my man. Boy, I want to get in on that, man. Can I pass a test, Lord? Can I pass a test? Hallelujah. Woo, man. Ooh, yeah. Oh my. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm gonna stand over here. It's getting good right in here. Woo, man. Ooh, my. Ha 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 ha! Here, take his notes and write down what he's... Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. Woo! 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 Ha, ha, ha. I'm drunk. Ha ha ha. My. Ha ha ha. Brother Ray. He can't hear me, Brother Ray. Put that thing on hold. Come over here. Stand right there. Oh. Shh. Whew. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Laugh more. It'll do your marriage a lot of good. Ha, ha, ha. Ooh, yeah. I'll tell you a marriage secret. I'll tell you a marriage secret. The drunker y'all get, the better y'all look. Oh, man. I was out in California this week, and they said, we were talking to Stephen and Morgan every day at lunch, and they said, one of their sons named Bear, he gets a real attitude, and he gets real stressed out and anxious and angry, you know. And they said, Bear, Bear, stop, stop, stop. Raise your hands and dance and say hallelujah. And he does it and it breaks it. So now they say, whenever somebody's getting worked up, they say, do the bear. Yeah. So when your marriage needs ministry, you say, wait, we're going to stop and do the bear. It works. It works. Ah, ha, ha. Hallelujah. Amen. Whoa, my. I got notes. Miss Vanessa, come up here. What are you? Where'd she go? If I can get over. over there. I'm just... I just hear in my spirit these words, it's going to pay off. Just staying steady and staying faithful is going to pay off. gonna pay off. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the way it's gonna pay off. You're going to get married off. That's what he's talking about. Praise the Lord. Don't put in an application. She's not receiving applications. Comparing yourself to no man, comparing yourself to no one in your family, looking only to what the Spirit says to you. Ha ha ha, ha ha ha, ha ha ha, ha ha ha, and you are pleasing to Him. Ha ha ha. So be bold, just follow the Spirit, and don't let the devil tell you about what you should be doing, or where you should be, or how far along you should be, or how you should be being used, but just obey. And then the day will come, and they'll all say, look at the glory of God that's on Sam. Look at the glory of God on Sam and how God's using him. Hallelujah. 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 Even those that you look up to, they'll say, look at the glory of God. Look at the glory of God. Look at the glory of God. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. When that thing comes, that voice, trying to get you to compare yourself to others that you respect, just get it off of you. You got to answer it. Talk to it. Because it's just there to hold you back. That's all it's there for. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Someone said, you don't know what to do? I know. I could teach, preach, but we're not in that flow right now, so. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Who is it in your life? Seems like there might be a family member or someone talking to you. I could just come on up here. Sometimes it helps when I get closer. Family member in your life. I think it might be a family member in your life that your heart goes out to and you long for them to come into some more of the things of God. Do you know who that is? Your son. How old is he? Yeah. The Lord's compassion is on that situation. He's drawing my attention to it. Father, we thank you for ministering right now to this son. I break the power of the devil over his mind and the blinders that keep him from coming into the knowledge of the truth. Satan, leave him now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We call him into the fullness of your plan. Father, whatever got in, whatever Satan used to get in, we say that the anointing begins to work that out. Just like a splinter that gets in somebody's hand, and then it begins to work itself out. So, oh! ministering spirits. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Surround him. Surround him. Surround him. Surround him. He'll fulfill that destiny. Yes, yes. That destiny. Thank you. He'll fulfill that destiny, Father. He'll fulfill that destiny, Father. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. No. That no she take adora dire di bro sota dendere ji gingo basta ejijike. I break that relationship with that person that is pulling him off course. I break it now in the name of Jesus. I command that person to leave his life. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it, Father. I thank you. Now's the day. Now's the day. This will mark the day where, as it's written, there was pleasure in sin for a season. This marks the end of that season. Today, after today, he can no longer enjoy it. Ha, ha, ha. Thank you for it, Father. 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 Woo. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it, Father. Well, if it was your son, you'd be thanking him. Go ahead and thank him. Thank him, because you're in agreement. Thank you, Father. 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 Hallelujah. 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 We were up in South Dakota ministering one time in Custer, South Dakota. I had a manifestation very similar to that. And then we all went, that was a Sunday morning service, we all went to lunch and came back for the Sunday night service, and the parents of the son, it was in that case it was a son also, that had been out of fellowship, that I ministered to them about coming back, came to service Sunday night, and they gave this testimony. They said when we got home, they said they went to lunch too, and when they got home from lunch, from a restaurant, their son was sitting in a car in the driveway waiting for them to come home. And they said, son, I think he was about 17, whatever age he was. They said, because they hadn't seen him for like 2 years. He's out living, you know, staying with his friends in their basement, bedroom and all that stuff, doing drugs. And they said, son, we haven't seen you. Good to see you. Come on in, you know. And he said, I was just out driving around this morning, and I thought, I'm tired of this. I'm going home. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, that same thing's happening to this boy. I'm not prophesying he'll be home when you get home. I'm not saying that, but the same anointing's working in that situation. You've been down on yourself about how some things went down about a former relationship, and you've been down on yourself and you said, Lord, if I'd only done better, and the Lord said, you pleased me in that situation, and so don't get down on yourself, because I am merciful and I am pleased, and so now receive that you are blessed and that I am pleased. Does that minister to you? I don't know anything about you. You've never told me about any of that. Hallelujah. So he's saying, receive that he was pleased and receive your blessing, because there's some blessings that, because you just sit up and down on yourself, that you've not been willing to receive. But the Lord said, receive your blessing. Receive your blessing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come up here, honey. Come up here, honey. And you, come up here. She needs a great big hug. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. 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 Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Ooh, glory. Thank you, Father. Praise God. My goodness, I'm glad I came. Are you glad you came? Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Just sing to him out of your spirit. Hallelujah. Just lift your voice. Worship. Not sure exactly how to say this. You know, I guess in one sense of the word it could be all of us, but it seems like there's specific ones he's endeavoring to get to. You've been beat up a lot with condemnation. The Lord wants to minister to you. Come down here if you want some help in that. We can't resist the devil for you, but there's just some compassion the Lord wants to minister to you, I believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come up. Come on up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You want to help me? You can start on that end. Reach out your hand toward this. Thank you for the compassion you're feeling like the rest of it. Mercy. Thank you, Father. Showing him your mercy. Thank you, Father. Granting him the capacity of spirit to take it in. Thank you.
doing good. You're doing good. The Lord looks at your heart and he knows. He's looking at it. What you have to deal with and where you are in your spiritual development. And he's real impressed. Yes. You know, you look at yourself in a condemning way, but he sees what you've had to deal with at your age and your place of growth spiritually. And he's pleased. Just want you to know. I'm just talking for him. Don't let anybody tell you anything different. If they do, send them to me. Thank you. Actually, they know you too. But Brianna was out there, you know, so they know her. They were asking how you were doing. I was bragging on you. I just want you to know that. What the devil thought he would do. Ha, ha, ha. Precious heart in the whole church, man. Bless him, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed. Thank you, Father. 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 You know, this thing that you're up here for is nothing that we haven't all dealt with, but in your case, I keep seeing in the spirit, this is one of the things that one of the things the devil's trying to do through this, you know, accusation, you're not good enough, as some others in the family and stuff. One of the things he's using it to destroy in your life is finances. So you get this out, this kick this stuff out, it'll start working for you. Finances. Thank you, Father. Bless him. Thank you for that revelation. Father, I'm reminded how when I was 15 years old, you started revealing your graciousness to me. And I wept for days. And it changed me. Father, do it for him. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father.
Good to this child. You up your hands and say, you are good to me. Come on and say, you are good to me. Merciful, say merciful. Say you are good, you are merciful, you are loving, you are kind all the time. Thank you. So just receive his goodness now. Just receive the anointing and how. You so, how he loves you. Oh, just let the anointing sweep over you. I receive your goodness, Lord. I receive your goodness, Lord. I receive your goodness, Lord. I receive your goodness, Lord.
Well, this has been wonderful. Praise God. I'm glad the Lord shut my mouth and let me teach. Hallelujah. Praise God. Did you get something? Amen. I'm still, it gets in my legs. I can't support myself sometimes. Praise the Lord. Why don't we just end by lifting our hands and giving Him thanks? Thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 Just Mary, Mary, Mary on your way. That's what I hear. Mary, Mary, Mary on your way. Greater things. On your way to greater things. Let's do a lot of laughing. Remind me after service, I got to tell you a story. It's something that I don't want to tell the whole congregation. It's not about anybody here. It's not about something bad. It's just something I want to tell. Hallelujah. I'm glad I came. You glad you came? Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Well, turn to your neighbor and say, He's a good, merciful, heavenly Father. And this morning He ministered to us like He wanted. And I receive it all. I receive it all. I'm going out of here loaded. Yeah, I'm going out of here loaded. And if before you go you don't want yours, you just hand it to me right now, because I'm going to go out of here. I'm going to go out of here loaded.